Learn Persian with Chai and Conversation, Lesson 3. Hello and welcome to Learn Persian with Chai and Conversation, the podcast for anyone looking to learn conversational Persian. My name is Leila and I'll be your teacher for the course.
And my name is Matt and I will be learning Persian along with you.
Chai and Conversation will teach you conversational Persian in weekly lessons of about 15 minutes each.
If you know anything about Iranians, they don't do anything without first grabbing a cup of tea, or as they call it, chai.
So pour yourself a cup and join us in learning the Persian language.
Welcome back to Chai and Conversation. If you're like me, you're here to learn conversational Persian at a beginning level. As we've said before, chai and conversation builds on vocabulary learned in previous lessons. So make sure you're caught up before listening to Lesson 3. You can find previous podcasts on iTunes, or you can download them directly from our website, chaiandconversation.com, with chai spelled C-H-A-I.
On our website, you will find plenty more learning materials, such as PDF guides and enhanced podcasts. The PDF guides and enhanced podcast both feature the words we learned spelled out phonetically in English so that you can be sure you are saying them correctly.
And now let's get on with the lesson.
Yes, let's begin to learn Persian with chai and conversation. So last time on chai and conversation, we were learning how to introduce ourselves and to say, my name is. Matt, do you remember how to say, my name is Matt?
Esme man Matt hast.
Great, that's right. Esme man Matt hast. I would say Esme man Leila hast, and Matt would say
Esme man Matt hast.
Great, and now you try. Say Esme man blank hast, and of course enter your own name. If I say Esme man Leila hast, another way Matt could continue the conversation would be to simply say and you. In Persian, this would be Vashoma.
Vashoma.
So in this, va means and shoma means you. Let's practice this in conversation. Esme man Leila hast. Vashoma.
Esme man Matt hast.
That's right. So as we've said before, in Persian, like in many other languages, there's a way to speak to people older than you or people to whom you need to show respect, and a different way to speak to people your own age or younger than you. In other words, there's a formal and informal way to speak. The formal way to say you is shoma.
Shoma.
Shoma is the word we've been using already in va shoma.
Va shoma.
But there's another way to say you to people who are your age or younger, and that is to.
To.
That's right, to.
To.
And when you're speaking, you need to be thinking about whether you should use the formal you or the informal you. And this sometimes changes the form of the sentence you're saying. Up until now, we've learned vashoma, which means and you. This will get you by in a lot of situations and is an adequate way of communicating. But sometimes it's nicer and more appropriate to ask a full question. For example, if you say Esme man Leila hast, the natural question would be, what is your name? There are two versions of this depending on whether you want to use the to form or the shoma form. First, let's focus on the to form. With to, you say Esme to chie.
Esme to chie.
Esme to chie.
Esme to chie.
Again, this means, what is your name? You would use this when you are referring to someone you would use the to form with. So if I ask you, Matt, Esme to chie, you would answer,
Esme man Matt hast. Esme to chie.
Esme man Leila hast. And if I ask you, the listener, Esme to chie, you would answer. Now, if you are speaking to someone you must speak to in a formal way, you would instead say, اسم شما چیه؟ So Matt, اسم شما چیه؟
اسم من Matt هست.
Now Matt, ask me what my name is in a formal sense.
اسم شما چیه؟
اسم من لیلا هست. Now it's all very well asking what someone's name is, but now we're going to add to the questions and learn how to ask someone where they are from. Where are you from in Persian in the informal sense is
تو اهل کجا هستی؟
تو اهل کجا هستی؟
Let's break down this question a bit. We learned before that تو is an informal you. اهل means something like to have a liking for, but in this context it means native of. And کجا means where. So put it all together, it's
تو اهل کجا هستی؟
تو اهل کجا هستی؟
So تو اهل کجا هستی؟
تو اهل کجا هستی؟
Perfect. So let's leave this question as informal and concentrate on some answers for this question. So Matt, ask me where I'm from and I'll give you some example answers.
تو اهل کجا هستی؟
من از آمریکا هستم. So try that, Matt. من از آمریکا هستم.
من از آمریکا هستم.
As you may guess, آمریکا is the word for United States. من از آمریکا هستم.
من از آمریکا هستم.
And this simply means, I am from America. Now, you might be from the United States, but you might be from another country as well. Let's learn a few of these. Man as
Espanya hastam.
Man as Espanya hastam.
Any guesses as to what country Espanya might be?
Spain?
Right. Man as Espanya hastam.
من از اسپانیا هستم.
من از آمریکا هستم.
من از آمریکا هستم.
Now Matt and I are going to do some role playing here. My name is going to be Julieta and I'm going to be from Spain. And Matt, you're going to be Ricardo and you're going to be from Spain as well. So you start.
اسم من ریکاردو هست و من از اسپانیا هستم.
اسم من هولیتا هست و من هم از اسپانیا هستم. What do you think هم might mean? In that sentence, it's اسم من هولیتا هست و من هم از اسپانیا هستم.
Does it mean too?
Right, exactly. It means also. So I'm from Spain, also. من هم از اسپانیا هستم. So Matt, how would you say my name is Ricardo and I am also from Spain.
اسم من ریکاردو هست و من هم از اسپانیا هستم.
Perfect. So now this time, اسم من لیلا هست و من از آمریکا هستم.
اسم من مت هست و من هم از آمریکا هستم.
And like we said, هم means also. هم.
هم.
So من هم از اسپانیا هستم.
من هم از اسپانیا هستم.
اسم من هولیتا هست و من از اسپانیا هستم.
اسم من ریکاردو هست و من هم از اسپانیا هستم.
اسم من لیلا هست و من از آمریکا هستم.
اسم من مت هست و من هم از آمریکا هستم.
Now, we said before that there are two ways of asking where someone is from, one formal, one informal. We just learned the informal, so now let's learn to ask someone that you don't know or someone that is older than you where they are from. The informal way of asking where are you from is
تو اهل کجا هستی.
The formal way is slightly different. Listen carefully.
شما اهل کجا هستین؟
شما اهل کجا هستین؟
So we change the conjugation of the verb from hasti for informal to hastin for formal. Shoma ahle koja hastin.
Shoma ahle koja hastin.
To ahle koja hasti.
To ahle koja hasti.
Great, and now let's add a few more countries and then we'll do some more role playing. Listen to this.
Inglis.
Inglis.
To say I am from England, you would say Man as Inglis hastam.
Man as Inglis hastam.
Right. Man as Inglis hastam.
Man as Inglis hastam.
So we have Inglis, America, and España. Let's learn another. Man as Mexic hastam.
Man as Mexic hastam.
Can you guess that one, Matt?
Mexico.
Perfect. Mexico is Mexic. So, man as Mexic hastam.
Man as Mexic hastam.
Or perhaps you are from Alman.
Alman.
Great, and Alman is Germany. So you would say, man as Alman hastam.
Man as Alman hastam.
Great, and France would be Faranse.
Faranse.
So man as Faranse hastam.
Man as Faranse hastam.
And there are plenty more countries, but that's all we're going to be learning for today. As you can see, you've already been learning a lot of new words on Chai and Conversation. Hopefully you've had a chance to practice them out loud with friends or family, or if not, then in front of a mirror.
I've been trying to practice the new words we learn each week by having conversations with my wife. She's been impressed by how much we've learned so far. Thank you so much for listening to us, and until next time, Khuda Hafiz from Matt.
Va be umeed-e-didar from Layla.